Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you planning for divorce? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There's no easy way to end a marriage, but when you both know it's over, and before things have a chance to get ugly, figure out what things you need to do while still a couple to improve each of your financial separate circumstances in the future. Be sure to look into the tax ramifications. Get a cash flow needs analysis projection for each of you to determine realistic future needs and equitable distributions. If there are dependent children, there are additional considerations. Financial planners say be sure, as a couple, to discuss and understand the difference between alimony and child support, the tax benefits of being considered head of household for tax purposes versus being able to claim a child as a dependent, and who pays the cost of future educational expenses. When you're planning to divorce with children, it's also financially prudent to discuss having the payer of alimony or child support be properly insured in the event of death or disability. Those are the elements that can help lead to a mutually acceptable financial arrangement. Otherwise, a good chunk of what each of you will ultimately get will be gone in attorney fees. Most financial planners say attorneys should be used by each spouse to draw up final legal documents. However, there are arrangements and agreements that can be reached before that by utilizing unbiased third parties, such as financial planners and divorce mediators. They look at the facts objectively, understand the potential tax consequences, project future income needs, and arrive at a compromise with which both of you can live. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.